Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden introduces his cabinet. We have the story.
Wichita police investigating a homicide. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A new health order has been signed for Sedgwick County. I'll have the details coming up.
Extended unemployment benefits will be ending next month in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. As precipitation comes to an end across south-central Kansas, we will be clearing with sunshine this afternoon. It looks like great weather for Thanksgiving. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
A stormy Tuesday evening for south-central Kansas. Severe thunderstorm warnings issued for several counties, including Sedgwick. Storms came with high winds, some hail, thunder, lightning. A wind gust clocked at 61 miles per hour near Eisenhower National Airport. Some power lines were blown down near Norwich, and we had some power outages here in Wichita. President-elect Biden has introduced a national security team he says will restore confidence in American leadership.
Tony Blinken, a State Department official in previous administrations, will be nominated Secretary of State.
We need to be working with other countries. We need their cooperation.
If confirmed, Alejandro Mayorkas will be the first immigrant to serve as Homeland Security Secretary, and Avril Haines, the first woman to lead the Office of National Intelligence.
You know that I have never shied away from speaking truth to power.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry will serve in a new role, Special Envoy for Climate.
No country alone can solve this challenge.
President-elect Biden says his team signals America is back, ready to lead and not retreat from the world. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man reported missing a week ago has been found dead in a car in East Wichita. 29-year-old Jeremy Cook was reported missing last week by his mother. Police Captain Jason Stevens says Cook was last seen in a white Jeep Grand Cherokee. The description of that car and its tag number were released to the public on Sunday.
Due to that communication with the community, someone came forward and reported finding that vehicle in the area of Bailey and Armor, and upon recovering that vehicle, we found Mr. Cook deceased inside with a gunshot wound.
That vehicle was located Monday near Cottonwood Park to the west of Lincoln and Rock Road. Police have no suspects in custody.
With over 20,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County and hospitals over capacity, Sedgwick County Health Officer Dr. Gerald Minns has signed a new health order which further increases community restrictions.
Mass gatherings are limited to 25 people who must wear masks and maintain 6 feet of social distancing. Fitness centers are limited to 100 individuals or 50% of the fire code capacity, whichever is less. Patrons must wear masks and social distance. In-person dining at restaurants is allowed between 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. only. Bars and nightclubs' in-person drinking areas must be closed by 11 p.m. Businesses and organizations are responsible for individuals complying with the order. County officials add it does not apply to people in their own homes. The order begins at 12:01 a.m. Friday, the 27th, and expires at 11:59 p.m. Saturday, January 9th, 2021. We have the entire order on our website, knssradio.com. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A federal program extending unemployment benefits for an extra 13 weeks in Kansas will be ending next month.
The U.S. Department of Labor informed the state labor agency that the Kansas unemployment levels have fallen below the eligibility threshold for the extended benefits program. The last payment for Kansans on the program will be the week ending December 12th. The Kansas Department of Labor will notify affected individuals. Kansas previously qualified for the program in June, which offered an additional 13 weeks of unemployment benefits for workers who exhaust regular unemployment benefits during periods of high unemployment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Yeah, there's good news in the fight against the coronavirus, but bad news on the COVID lockdown front.
The Department of Defense gave an update on how they will get the vaccinations to hospitals and frontline healthcare workers within 24 hours of FDA authorization. A plan Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says they hope will be implemented as soon as the vaccines are ready.
If all goes well, we could be distributing vaccine soon after December 10th.
In the meantime, business owners in Los Angeles County, where all outdoor dining will be banned for 3 weeks starting Wednesday, are bracing for financial impact after the California Restaurant Association lost a court battle to bar the shutdown. And if you have plans to hit the bars in Pennsylvania the night before Thanksgiving, think again. There is now an order by the state's governor. Last call for alcohol at all restaurants and bars at 5 p.m. Wednesday. Laura Engel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We're going to have a special Wednesday edition of our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, coming up in a few minutes.
An educator off the job for posts he made on social media. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Police in Oklahoma City say officers fatally shot a 15-year-old boy who had tried to rob a convenience store at gunpoint. Five officers opened fire on Stavian Rodriguez after he crawled out a drive-through window of the store Monday night with a gun in his hand. Rodriguez failed to follow officers' orders to drop the gun and get on the ground, and a sixth officer on the scene had fired a non-lethal round at him.
At least three drug companies have shown great promise for a COVID-19 vaccine, possibly being approved within weeks. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
Plans being talked about, who first, first responders, EMS, police, fire, some people that are really active in the community with that are the most vulnerable right off the bat, depending on how many vaccines the state that we would get.
Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. An educator is off the job for posts he made on social media.
A Michigan science professor has been put on administrative leave after the discovery of racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic Twitter posts. Thomas Brennan was placed on leave after a student-run newspaper reported on tweets, which included a screenshot of one post in which he said COVID-19 was another Jewish revolution. Brennan says his use of a racist slur in another tweet was meant to neutralize its power, claiming it's a mind control spell designed to make people hate each other. Ferris State University calling the tweets offensive and counter to the school's values. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg, and it's around I-135, so watch for a traffic slowdown in that area this morning. Again, that's a traffic accident on Kellogg around I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As cloud cover continues to move on off to the east of us, it'll be sunny, breezy, and cool today with a high 49. Winds will turn back to the southwest, and that should keep us above freezing tonight. A clear sky down to 34, sunny and 57 on Thanksgiving, 52 on Black Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
A partly cloudy, 34 degrees, northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. 8:10 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Wagle. Time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve.
I know you know that Thanksgiving is tomorrow, so what's your Thanksgiving message for us today?
You know, Steve, we have so much to be thankful for. We live in a time of great scientific advances. We have the ability to eat the foods we enjoy on Thanksgiving and throughout the year without many of the dental problems that were common not that many years ago.
Well, what kinds of dental problems we're talking about were there in the past that you can now take care of?
Well, there really are so many. For example, people used to have to put up with pain caused by infection. And today, dentists can effectively treat infection or other causes of pain and get people comfortable and healthy.
And speaking of the old days, dentists used to be quick to extract teeth, pull them out. But today it's different, right?
Correct. Our emphasis today is on prevention and treatment, helping you save your teeth whenever possible.
And when people are missing teeth, there are options other than removable dentures as well, right?
Correct. You know, you no longer have to settle for complete or partial dentures that become loose over time or cause discomfort when eating. With dental implants, people can eat the foods they want, including Thanksgiving dinner, with replacement teeth that are secure and look and function like natural teeth.
Hey, that's a good point. And do you find that some people are still embarrassed about their teeth?
Yes. You know, when you sit down with your family to enjoy your Thanksgiving meal, you don't want to be embarrassed about your smile or limited to eating certain foods. There are so many options available now to restore both aesthetics and function.
Dr. Beagle, thank you for reminding us to be thankful for modern dentistry, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, thank you for giving the opportunity, Steve. And from all of us at Kansas Perio, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Wednesdays with Weigel, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. When it's time to get serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. Their phone number is 685-2731. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, it's that time of the day here on a Wednesday instead of a Friday.
Yeah, very special Wednesday pre-Thanksgiving edition of our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. As the Chiefs coming off a road win, getting ready for another trip to the road on Sunday afternoon against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore, and good morning, Stephen, and happy Thanksgiving to the both of you. It might be Wednesday. That seems like a Friday, but that doesn't change the choring at the Reno house. Chores have to be done. You know that.
That's right.
And so Kelly Reno's doing chores, and Greg's drinking coffee before he goes into American Ag Credit. So for the Renos, it doesn't matter. Wednesday, Friday, it's all the same.
That's right. Kelly's out there feeding the turkeys right now.
She is. Yeah, they just started raising turkeys about a month ago. They thought, what can we do to diversify? Yeah. And so I got some of the turkeys from WKRP in Cincinnati, and they're raising turkeys out of Teeny.
There you go. You got to diversify. Got to make sure you're covering your bases. Hey, the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, last time the Chiefs beat the Buccaneers, Joe Montana was the Chiefs quarterback.
Wow.
I will give you the stat of the day. This is myopic, and don't be mad at me. I have broadcast the Chiefs for 27 years. This is my 27th year. How many teams are there in the NFL?
32.
Yeah. And, of course, we're one of those. That leaves 31. How many teams are there that I have not broadcast the Chiefs win against?
Oh, boy. I'm going to guess two.
One.
It's just the one?
Bay
okay.
Buccaneers. This is the one. This is it.
This is the one.
So I wasn't going to bring it up, but when you started bringing up Montana, that was the year before I started the Chiefs play-by-play. So I'm 30-1. So this game, the world doesn't care, but I'm already doing push-ups because I'm thinking, I got to get these guys. Man, I want to complete the circuit.
Well, these are teams that don't meet very often, but the Chiefs have come up short in their last five games against the Bucs, and they've never won in Raymond James Stadium, so it's time to take care of all that.
Yes.
Yeah, the late Bill Grigsby said when we were at Raymond James Stadium the first year, he goes, at least it's comforting to me that we're in a stadium that's not named after some company. Well, Raymond James is a company. They're like investment, whatever. So we thought, no. Bill, it's still a company. But we've had frustrating games against these guys down through the years. 2016, we're rolling. And it was the first year of the hopefully five straight AFC West titles. And they came in and put a rock in our oatmeal and beat us 19-17. Then a frustrating game. Big lead at halftime. The 08 Chiefs, who were 2-14, had a big halftime lead on the Buccaneers, coached by John Gruden at the time, and they came back to win, I believe, in overtime. I mean, this has not been good moments, at least in my brief tenure, of the Chiefs against the Bucs, and so it's time to change that Sunday afternoon.
Chiefs have fared well on the road. Of course, they avenged that loss to the Raiders with a win Sunday night. Chiefs have won 8 straight road games and now get a chance to keep adding to that. So this team has a great mentality on the road.
They do, and they have the ability with Mahomes to overcome obstacles. It is the most probably underrated offensive stat so far this year. The Chiefs have the fewest offensive possessions, you guys. They have only had 98 chances to score. Well, they've scored on 37 of them, and they have six 90-plus yard drives, 93, 91, 90, 95, and 91. It's hard to do. That's like two seasons worth. And then they have six more drives of at least 82 yards or more, 82, 83, 85, 84, 88, 88. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the most possessions after 10 weeks at 125, and they have 36 touchdowns. Imagine if you gave Mahomes 27 more possessions. Oh, and maybe give him some field position where he doesn't have to start at his own seven. You see in the next 7 weeks where there could be room for improvement if the Chiefs just can stay away from some special teams penalties and give Mahomes some field position.
Wow.
And, of course, an old foe, Tom Brady, is the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Here he is again. You can't get rid of him. He's the villain that just keeps showing up, right? It's those old Clint Eastwood Westerns. It's that same, like, Van Cleef guy or whatever. It's
Lee.
Hey, wasn't he in that Three Westerns Ghost?
Yeah.
And, this is – he just keeps – you know, he just keeps saying, hey, I'm back in town. And so, here we go. How many more of these are going to have? This might be it. Well, we don't know. But trying to beat Tom Brady, who has lost to the Chiefs in the regular season three of the last four games. Now, he's beaten the Chiefs, of course, in the playoffs. But, guys, how different would the narrative be had D. Ford not been offsides in the 2018 AFC Championship game? The narrative would have been Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, would have thrown three picks, and the Chiefs would have sailed into Super Bowl 53 in addition to Super Bowl 54. And Brady would have said, hey, he's done. He threw a red zone pick. Instead, offsides, Brady goes on to win that game, goes on to win the Super Bowl, and, hey, put another sixth title in there. But the Chiefs have to overcome Tom Terrific, who was less than that Monday night.
All right, here's the question. How's the health? How's the health of the team?
You know what? That's a daily question. And the health, we have two – there's always two questions now to ask on any NFL team, Steve. It's a good one. But one is the COVID health. Look at the Ravens are going to play tomorrow night in a big game, and they don't have the top two running backs who have tested they're out. Close tracing, I think, or positive tests, so they're out of there. The Chiefs so far, you have to test every day, like, where are we at with COVID? Okay, we're good. But then the overall health of the team is good with the exception of one, Byron Pringle, the K-State kid who has been so valuable to this team in so many ways. He's played five different offensive positions, I kid you not. He has a 104-yard kickoff return. He's a four-core special teams player, meaning he's on punt, punt return, kickoff return, and now he's out on injured reserve with an ankle injury. You say next man up? In the case of Pringle, is really plural, next men up. It's going to be hard to replace him in the short term.
Wow. The last time the Chiefs beat the Buccaneers, Joe Montana was under center for the Chiefs, and the Buccaneers were wearing their creamsicle uniforms. It's time to put all that
bring
to rest.
Bring them back. Bring back Buccaneer Peter, whoever that guy is, and put those orange and, yeah, come on, let's go. I don't know what they're wearing now. It looks, it's they were all pewter in their color rush, but I have no clue what they're going to come out in Sunday afternoon. But some of these, and the Rams, oh, my gosh, you're either in mustard yellow or you're in this kind of, I don't feel good, Mom, I've got to go take care of my business, white, whatever that was. But the Rams are become the Oregon of the NFL. Yeah, just pick a uniform and wear it.
Pre-game coverage begins at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off shortly before 3:30 right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Chiefs Buccaneers on Sunday. Mitch, I know all season long we've been looking back at the 50th anniversary of the Shocker plane crash, and we've been really focusing a spotlight on the lives of some of those guys that we lost 50 years ago. And I know this matchup between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, we'd have another connection.
Yeah, and again, with something, you know, we all remember how they passed, and that's in a way that's it's. And I wish we would talk more about the way they lived.
Yeah.
And today we've got a special one. He wore number 49 for the Shocks on that 1970 team. Thomas Braden Owen Jr. Now, not to be confused with the other Tom Owen, who we talked about on these reports for several years, who went on to play for the San Francisco 49ers and actually quarterbacked as a freshman in that second season when they resumed their year in 1970. Nope, this is the other one. This is Thomas Braden Owen Jr., otherwise Tommy Owen. Really good athlete. His high school was King High School. They were the Lions. So think about King of the Jungle, the King Lions. And in high school, Tommy Owen was literally the All-American boy. He was loved, still used as an example at that high school for how to do it. He was co-captain of the football team. He played in basically every sport. He was voted the best all-around person, basically, in the entire senior class, and had a chance then to go to Wichita State. And if there was ever the guy that you would put in the category of good player, good dude, it was Tommy Owen, number 49. He played wing back in the old system that they played split back in 1970, and he also played end. He ran the ball a lot in 70, but in 69, he was the leading receiver for the Shockers with 16 catches. And even the week before they were going to Utah State in the plane crash, Tommy Owen had an incredible catch of 36 yards against West Texas State. Athlete, terrific kid, great guy. If you start to read the stories about this guy and how he grew up, his footprint still exists in his high school and in his region, his neighborhood, because he became the prototype of, hey, be like Tommy Owen. Well, Thomas Braden Owen Jr. went to King High School, and the Lions, King High School is located in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Where the Chiefs are going this week for the game.
Yeah.
So Tommy Owen was the Floridian on the Wichita State team and from Tampa, Florida. So we remember him. We can't bring him back, but we'll remember him. A tip of the cap today to terrific, not Tom Brady, but terrific Tommy Owen Jr.
Mitch, thanks for all
thanks,
you do
Mitch.
For us. We want you and your family to have a very nice Thanksgiving, and we're looking forward to your call on Sunday.
Absolutely. Same to you guys and all of our listeners. Be safe. As Coach Reed says, we all kind of got to be unselfish here and just be vigilant. And be humble about it, but still be thankful.
And
that's the way we'll be this Thanksgiving.
On this Thanksgiving week, I have to say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Stephen.
All right.
That's our weekly chat, a special Wednesday edition with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean is promoting One Election Day. That's on the way. Stephen said in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!